It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe?
All right, Woody. Always enjoy this, man. For years we've been doing this with Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider. Getting towards the end of the football season, everybody trying to get in a position for the playoffs, which are right around the corner. Good morning, Blue. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Joe. Thanks. Week 10, they extended the regular season by a week because of the storms up up in the central and west part of Florida. So, a lot of teams are going to have 2 weeks off, especially down here. We can't, say enough about all the families up in the northern part and, what they went through struggling and still continue to go. But they extended the season a week, and certainly so maybe if a couple of programs have some injuries, they need the rest, they'll do it.
Yeah, that's actually good for them.
Yeah. But, week 10 here, basically everything is after tonight, everything will pretty much be in focus about the playoffs, who makes it, what seeding they'll be. Norland wrapped up their district last night with a win over Plantation. So they'll host throughout, but everybody's kind of looking forward to that third round rematch with American Heritage, a team that is 4-4 heading into tonight's game against St. Thomas Aquinas. And yeah, it is. And what's funny though is that they may be 4-5 to end the regular season, but they have a legitimate shot to go all the way. And I mean, it's crazy, but look at their losses. Chaminade, which is a really, really good team, obviously one of the best. They lost to Central. Lost to Norland. They lost to Milton, at the beginning of the year, and they're third in the nation right now. So their losses have been, close and to really good football teams, and tonight will be no exception. Obviously, Roger Harriott and his team want to end on a good note going.
Oh, boy. That right there.
It's gonna be a good one.
And by the way, don't think, not that anybody cares, that in the offseason, the old transfer portal, a lot of kids make a decision and bounce from one school to the other here too. So there's a lot of stuff at stake tonight with that game going. So Blue, American Heritage Plantation got a chance to beat St. Thomas, in your opinion?
I always do. They've got, Dia Bell, really good quarterback. Roger's son has done a great job, one of the top juniors in the country, and Byron Lewis, and they've got a good offensive line, and they're defensively really sound. So any game that they go into, they have a really decent shot. They have to be a little bit more consistent, and as we know, St. Thomas is playing really good football. I think that loss to Chaminade stung them a little bit and woke them up, and which is not bad because, that kind, especially when you're going for a sixth straight, state title, kind of maybe get a little bit passive. But all they have to do is look up and see Lakeland at the end of the rainbow, and that should be enough motivation for them, because I don't think their classification is really, really tough outside of that Lakeland matchup. And Lakeland's no shoo-in because they're going to have to play Armwood as a really, really good team, and they got to play Orlando Edgewater to get out. So, the early part of the playoffs are going to be kind of, okay, ho-hum, because it's the one versus that eight seed that should never have been in. So that's going to be, that's going to be a challenge just to get these kids motivated. And plus, like I said, some teams like Central and St. Thomas take that last week off on purpose. So now not only do they have next week off, but then they have the following week off. Yeah. So that could change it a little bit. You have momentum. You know all about that. If you have momentum, especially if it's good momentum, you'd hate for the season to kind of be interrupted.
Yeah. So it's, Blue, yeah. I got to ask you about Piper. 7-0, they got Monarch, who, by the way, everybody really liked a lot here before the season. They're 4-3. Is this Piper – how good is this Piper team? You're undefeated, man. You beat seven teams. What's your take on Piper?
Well, that game was played last night.
Oh, it was.
And I had an opportunity to go to it, and, Piper did whatever they could, lost 22-20 to Monarch. They're 7-1.
Well, there you have it.
But still, come on. To me, Quentin Short, the head coach, is coach of the year no matter what happens the rest of the way. What he's done, they're going to finish off 8-1. They're going to be probably a top two seed going into the playoffs. But come on. I mean, you know, last night was kind of tough. I mean, they made mistakes at the wrong times. They had the lead at the halftime. They went into the fourth quarter with the lead. And, you know, hey, listen, 22-20 against a Monarch team that really came within one game of going to the 7A state finals last year. And obviously, I give all the credit in the world, you know, to Piper and that program. And like I said, they're going to be a top seed when it's all said and done, and probably one of the best teams they've had in a couple of decades. And, listen, it's one of those things, Joe. You know, it's really tough to stay unbeaten. But, you know, this week, as I said, you know, Northwestern going to wrap things up in the regular season. The only pretty decent game, I guess, going into tonight's game, you know, would be, you know, Booker T has to wrap it up against Ransom Everglades. And there's a program. Listen, you got to give Ransom Everglades a lot of credit. I mean, that's a program. Obviously, the school is one of the more costly schools, a great prestigious school, but they've got it done on the football field. And I believe they're 5-1 or 6-1 headed into tonight's game. And, it's going to be, I think it's going to be really interesting. But basically everything else has been kind of settled. And, you know, we'll break that down over the next 2 weeks, what, you know, some of the matchups are. But I'm excited about the playoffs because, you know, we're going to host them down here this year. The class is 1A through 7A at the Pitbull Stadium at FIU. And it's going to get, you know, and I always said, you know, I think the fair thing every year, Joe, is to make it in Orlando. It's centrally located, and I understand. But the fans, the football fans, and I've gone to all those, you know, whether it be in Tallahassee or Tampa or Gainesville, and the fans in South Florida are just wired different. You know, they're going to go to that 1A game, you know, that they don't even know who the teams are, but they're just going to go to see football. And they don't do that all over the state. You know, you have it at Doe Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee for a 1A game at 1 o'clock on a Thursday, and you'd be lucky to get 200 people.
Yeah.
For some reason, our South Florida people are just wired differently. They want to just see football, and that's why it's regarded as one of the best places in the country, you know, to for talent.
Hey, Blue, I have a couple questions that have popped up, and people ask me, hey, we got to start talking about some of the top players, juniors and seniors, that you've seen in Dade and Broward County. And I wanted to ask you whether they're five-star, four-star. Can you give me a couple of names of guys that really impressed you? You've seen them all play.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's start in the 2026 class. These are current juniors. Right off the bat, a kid who I think has really basically come out of nowhere because they didn't get a chance last year, Cardo Gibbons. But his name is Derek Cooper. He's John Beeson. That's who he is. He's 6'1", 195, plays linebacker, plays running back at Chaminade. I think he's going to elevate himself to the number one athlete in the country. And this is a kid 8 months ago nobody ever heard of. You know, and it's just
great story.
Great story. And you'll see him play against St. Thomas. He ran for 146 yards out of the Wildcat, and he also had 14 tackles. So it just he's, I think, at the top of the ledger. We talk about Dia Bell. You know, Roger Bell's son, who's done a great job, committed to Texas. Great.
Boy, has he gotten a lot better, too, man. His running, made a run a couple weeks ago. My God, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, great. You know, and I agree. And he's a great athlete. Obviously, he could drop 25 on the basketball court at any time he wants. Calvin Russell is a wide receiver out of Northwestern. He's 6'4", 180 pounds. Great basketball player. But he's trying, you know, Teddy's working with him, you know, as to become a quality receiver. You know, and if you're 6'4", and you could
can't teach that. Can't teach that 6'4". Yeah. No.
Justice Fitzpatrick, Minka Fitzpatrick's brother, is at St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the top juniors, I think, in the state. Kids are an aggressive 6'2", 190-pound corner, a lot like his brother.
I didn't know
was.
That. Wow. I didn't know he had brother down.
Right. Yeah, this kid, I mean, he started ever since he was a freshman, and I think it's, you know, I mean, the kid has just been great. Let's move to the 2025 class. Some of the top talent, obviously, Ben Hanks Jr., you know, his dad played at Florida. You know, he's committed to Florida right now, but you never know, you know. But although, you know, Billy winning three out of the last four, you know, I mean, but Miami kind of really is on him bad, you know, because he's a difference maker, Joe. I mean, he's just not a regular
that good.
Dude,
wow,
you know?
Yeah.
Joshua Moore, who's a wide receiver out of West Broward, he was committed to Florida, but now Miami got him to kind of switch. He's a 6'4", 212-pound wide receiver that The thing about him is when you're that big, usually you have a tendency not to, you know, to, like John Vilma told me one time, the toughest adjustment for him going from high school to college was learning how to tackle. He says, because when you're at that level, all you do is push kids down, you know, in high school. But Josh Moore is a great receiver. He runs tremendous patterns, and being that big and that aggressive is going to put him, you know, at the top of any list. And Bryce Fitzgerald, who is a Miami commitment, he's a safety, he's a basketball player at Christopher Columbus. This kid play, I don't think he ever leaves the field. He's a wide receiver, he's a safety. And then probably the last guy in that top group is Cortez Mills. He's a wide receiver committed to Oklahoma out of Homestead. Didn't play much this year. He's just got back on the field over the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, there's
that's a great list. Talent. Great stuff, Blue. You know, people are asking me, hey, who are we following down here?
There you go.
That's a great group. Hey, you know, I know your top five's going to change. So
this week, I don't know how much it's going to change because a lot of the teams obviously haven't one, Chaminade still at number one, rightfully so. That St. Thomas win was really something to propel them. Central stays two, and they'll be that way because they end up with Somerset Academy. St. Thomas is number three. Norland with a win last night, and they're, they're ready for the
I want to hear five. That's the one I'm interested in.
Miami Northwestern, you know, they still are in this thing. They're going to finish 6-3. They're going to be a playoff team, you know, and most likely Central and them are going to wind things back up in round three, which is, you know, wasn't a given. And then we'll see what happens with Heritage tonight. You know, maybe they, if they come up with the win, they could push themselves in that top five.
Yeah, they're going to be, that's going to be fun. A lot of really good players. You get a chance to get out to St. Thomas tonight and watch that game. That should be a lot of fun. Blue, thank you.
Agree.
Man, I really appreciate it. Great stuff today. Great stuff.
Anytime,
I appreciate it.
Man. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
All right. That's Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. Been doing it forever. Those kids go to warm up. They run over and see Larry Bluestein first to say hello. Parents come running over. That guy, he is unbelievable. Hey, we got Kyle Crabbs going to be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning. And we're really going to break down the Dolphin stuff a little bit, including the tight end position and Julian Hill. Curious to hear with so much chatter about him, people so upset that he's still playing so much. So talk to Kyle Crabbs about that. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. Of course, Mike Florio always joins us as well. We'll have all that for you. But first, I do want to take a moment to tell you about something that's worked for me. And if guys are going through it, and I'm talking about low T and ED, if you've been going through it, you know you have it. I get it, man. It's really when you're trying to figure it out, it's kind of, you try to keep it. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating for guys to go through. Your energy level is down. You find yourself moody, sometimes almost depressed. Don't feel like doing things, constantly tired. Find yourself sleeping, sitting around moping and watching TV and eating way too much. And your sex drive is gone right behind it because low T and ED they are connected for life. And if you're going through it, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic 7.5 months ago or so. I had great results, and I got great results quickly, and I know you will too. And if you're going through it, don't be embarrassed. I'm telling you about what I went through. And if you're going through it, I had all the same emotions and thoughts that you did, and where do you go? And, you know, the old thing when you talk, because we have so much pride, we talk to other guys, I'm still fine, I got it. Well, listen, I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic if you're going through it. Seriously, if you are, I promise you great results. At least listen, set up that first appointment and listen to what they have and find out. They'll do all the testing for you. They'll check it out. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a lot more. They have an expert staff that's fantastic. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you, make it even easier. I go to the one in Plantation, 877-455-7300. I didn't have good results. I had great results. Anytime I call the owners to tell them thank you, like so, just feel so good late in the week. And I just, there for a while, was dragging on Friday and hated Saturday. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.